Keeneland Racecourse, just outside Lexington, Kentucky, is the next stop on a driving trip that NPR's Noah Adams has been taking north on Interstate 75. He's traveling from Knoxville to Detroit, talking with low-wage workers. Today, Noah reports from Keeneland's backside.
The backside is where the work gets done that makes all the glamour and the excitement of horse racing possible out front on the track. And this is work that goes on year-round. An owner hires a trainer. A trainer rents stable space. The conditioning gets underway. It is 7 days a week, and it's always an early start between 5 and 6 a.m. Two thoroughbreds spin past on the training track, their riders talking to each other. James Graham is a young exercise rider, soon to be an apprentice jockey. He is 8 months in this country from Dublin, Ireland, and likes everything about horses.
Every last detail of a horse. It just happened, I think it was about six, and I seen in Ireland there was a lot of loose ponies where I was from. We were lucky to have a bridle. We were like cowboys and Indians. We didn't care. We were on ponies, so that was it. From there on, my love of horses has grown and grown and grown, and it's brought me to the United States.
And next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, I have my first ride in Churchill Downs.
In Louisville. That's a famous track.
Yeah, it holds the Kentucky Derby.
The exercise riders are at the top of the horse trainer's pay scale, starting off at around $450 a week. One step down, and the work becomes less exciting but still rewarding. The horses are like children, we're told, always needing attention, and the grooms are the caretakers. The grooms give the horses a shower bath with a hose. They clean their hooves. They brush and comb and rub and shine. They muck out the stalls. They bring feed and fresh water, always raking, always keeping things tidy. The grooms make $400 a week. 5 hours in the morning, another hour in the afternoon.
You need to brush the tail very good. You need to brush the tail very good because it's looking better, very nice. You will see it. When I'm finished, you will see it.
Carlos Guadiana is a groom on the Keeneland backside. He has a brother and cousin in Lexington, and he moved here a year ago from Texas.
7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you had a day off?
3 months ago. Sometimes I'm working for years, then in Texas I'm working for 5 years, and never had the day off.
Not even Christmas?
Nothing. No Christmas, no day for nothing.
Cinco de Mayo?
Nope.
For decades now, this has been the daily rhythm of horse training, but the workforce is certainly changing. The last backside worker we'll meet is Maria. She's one of the hot walkers. They walk the horses around the stable area, cooling them down after a workout.
They come over here and I take them around and they get a shower and then they eat.
Maria has come here from Mexico. She's an undocumented worker, as is her husband, who's also on the backside. They have two children with them and send money home to Mexico for the care of two others. Maria earns $200 for her 7 straight days work as a hot walker.
I would like to have my legal papers and be able to bring my two daughters and live here, because in Mexico you cannot find a job and we are from a very small ranch. That's the reason why we have to come over here.
Maria and her husband are among the thousands of new Hispanic workers in the Kentucky thoroughbred industry. This past spring, the Lexington Herald Leader reported the results of a horse farm employment survey. Hispanics made up 44% of the workforce. At the farms and the race courses, Hispanic workers often live in dormitories, trying to save, trying to send money back home. The exercise rider from Dublin, James Graham, the Texas-born groom, Carlos Guadiana, and Maria from Mexico are today on the backside of Keeneland Racecourse in Kentucky for the same reason, a fondness for horses and the chance for a better life. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Next week, Ohio, as Morning Edition series about low-wage workers continues. There are pictures from Noah's trip up I-75 at npr.org.